Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Ray Emery joins us on the Blackhawks Live hotline. Ray, thanks for taking time tonight. We appreciate it. Congratulations on a huge game Saturday.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me on here, guys.
Now, you hadn't been in since Phoenix. How important was it? Because the rest of the team looked, you know, back-to-back, they looked a little tired. You came in, you were well-rested and fresh. You were barraged during that third period. How important was it that you had been well-rested up to that point to, you know, make a career-high 45?
I mean, sometimes it's good to have the rest. Sometimes it's tough not to place so infrequently, but... we're just happy to get those 2 points, and I'm happy to be able to contribute, when Crow gets a rest. So it was a good game for us, especially on a long road trip.
Watching that game the other night, Ray, and my son and I are staying up. We're excited. I love late-night hockey. There's nothing like ending the workday knowing you got a late-night Blackhawks game. And there are certain games where a team can out-physical one. There are certain games where a team can out-skate one, or one guy gets three goals. That was a goaltender win. When the game ended, what was your emotion like? Because you've been through so much in your life and in your career. You were awesome.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I really enjoy winning. I kind of fear losing more than I enjoy the win, so I'm kind of happy when it's over. Not to say that I don't, not to say that I'm nervous when I play. It's just, you kind of expect to win in a way, but, realizing you got to put the work in. But I was just happy that we were able to get that win, and especially the way that we did. You know, it was frustrating them scoring with 30 seconds left, and then we came back and scored with 2 seconds left, and then we were able to get it done in the shootout. So it's just, whew, we got that one. It was a good feeling.
Blackhawks goaltender Ray Emery, our guest here on Sports Night. Watching a shootout at home is very tense for a fan. What's the difference for you guarding against a shootout and in just regular action?
There's an obvious difference in the fact that in regular action, it's more of a faster play. There's normally like a back checker on the guy or something as far as a breakaway goes. They're a bit more rushed, whereas a shootout is kind of a premeditated move mixed in with a bit of a reaction and read on their part. But I think the shootout, you just got to kind of, stay focused and maybe do your homework a little bit on some guys have their moves, and I know that guys do their homework on the goalie as well, so... But it boils down to a focus thing with everything, I think.
Blackhawks goalie Ray Emery, our guest here on WGN Sports Night on our Blackhawks hotline, Blackhawks Live hotline. Let's talk about you playing in a Continental. That's Continental with a K, by the way. KHL. What was that experience like for you?
It was a really good experience, actually. I had a tough year here, and I got bought out in Ottawa and was... I want to say frustrated or discouraged with hockey, as a professional. And going there, I just realized that hockey is hockey kind of wherever you go. And the guys on my team were great to me coming into a new environment, a new country. I didn't speak the language. I didn't know the customs. And they took me in and treated me very, very well. So I really got an appreciation for the game away from the game, which brought back my passion for the game, on the ice. So it was a great experience. The country was good. I mean, there were some tough places in different parts, but I was in Moscow, so it was a great city, an international city. But the biggest thing I took away from it was actually the guys and the relationship with the guys on my team.
Ray, with a fast-paced, shortened season like this, how are you physically and mentally preparing yourselves for the game? I mean, are you sleeping more? Are you working out less or more? How do you prepare yourself now?
We definitely practiced less because of the frequency of our games. And Q's given us some time off. We've had travel days. We've been on the road. So Some days you don't get to practice, which works well with some guys. You know, I mean, the best way to prepare and practice for a game is having played recently before that, I think. So it's a different year. It's condensed, but at the same time, you know, it's hockey just like we've been playing for years, and maybe it's just a bit less practicing and a bit more playing.
You know, everybody has different nicknames. What nickname do you like to go by?
Well, guys call me Razor, so I guess that's
you were also your Wikipedia says Sugar Ray too, but you like Razor better.
Yeah. Nobody really called me Sugar Ray. Maybe that was like 10 years ago or something. But yeah, Razor is kind of the only one that stuck with me for a while, I guess.
Did you get any new ink during the lockout?
No new ink. Nope.
Standing pat with what you got.
Yeah, I'm pretty good here. I might mix something in, but not in the time being.
Coming into your second year with the Hawks, the long lockout. How long did it take the guys to all get back into the rhythm? I mean, obviously the season started out great and is going great so far. So it doesn't seem to us that it took any time at all to adapt. Is that accurate?
I think yes and no. I think, you know, the Chicago Blackhawks are kind of adapting and getting back at it just the same as the other 29 teams are. So, you know, I think we've done well at the start with our skill and just the personnel we have. And you know, it's a testament to preparation as well. But I think, you know, with a team like we have, a break doesn't necessarily hurt, especially with just the natural skill we have. But I think there's a ways to go. I know, you know, guys are kind of tired. It's tough to bring yourself to that level and keep continuously playing at that level in such a condensed schedule. So I think we'll continue to adapt.
Ray, when you look at all you've gone through in your life, dealing with a hip injury, I just watched the Bo Jackson 30 for 30, and he talks about how unbelievable to have a hip problem, how it's so debilitating, and how tough the rehab was. To see what you did the other night, you had to be flying high going home, just going, you know what, everything I've gone through, all the hard work, it's all worth it, I'm back. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, I kind of know how my body feels, and I think I kind of felt like that a while ago, just as far as, you know, I can't believe that my hip is working as well as it is and the surgery went as well as it did. But it's exciting that, you know, it needs to be consistent. It needs to be problem-free for, you know, a year or two, and it's getting to the point where it's there, you know, not knock on wood. But that's encouraging, but it's just kind of it's a consistency thing. It's time, and a lot of it is you know, on my part, I got to continue to take care of it, prepare for the game, and take care of myself after the game and after practices. So it's a continual thing.
You are also a style guy. Brian likes clothes. I'm a huge style guy. How many suits do you own?
You know what? I've kind of toned it down. After I went to Russia, they're very fashion forward, especially in Moscow. So they get all the new stuff when it comes out. And I got there and I got into the fashion, but then it kind of took over here a little while to catch up with all the tight stuff going on and all that. So I'm kind of relying on my Russian stuff still, but I'm getting back at it now. But yeah, I don't know if I have maybe 10 suits or something like that I wear frequently.
Ray Emery, our guest on Blackhawks Live Hotline. Ray, we see a lot of goaltenders lately who seem to take their frustration out on their stick. A lot of Paul Bunyaning, a lot of goaltenders smashing their sticks. Is that your piece of equipment of choice to take your frustration out of, or do you go after the water bottle, the crossbar? What do you like to smash if things get a little tense?
I'm not a stick guy because, you know, my old man didn't take too kindly to me smashing a $50 stick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I try to get it out without getting too aggressive, but I might punch a thing or two, like a wall or something.
All right, Be careful of your hands. Just punch with the big gloves on.
Yeah.
Well, again, congratulations on a great effort the other night, and congratulations to the team on a fantastic start. Good luck tomorrow night in San Jose, and we always appreciate talking to you, Ray.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
We'll see you.
That is Ray Emery, the Blackhawks goaltender.